President.
Yes.
Mr. Ehrlichman. Line, sir.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I just thought you'd like to know we got Bush.
Fine. Good.
He's written you a letter and accepted, and with pleasure.
Good. Okay.
So that's one down and 800 to go.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to get Dole to handle himself gracefully.
Right. Right.
Which I think he will if somebody gets to him.
Well, you planted some good seeds today on that.
Well, I think they provided it doesn't build up some sort of a backfire that he. But he's got to understand it that if Mitchell can get to him soon and get him to walk in and say it, that's what's happening. You have nothing. You have no information as to what the hell Opie wants or anything.
I don't, but I will have before you see him, and I'll slide in and tip you off before you see him.
My own view is that I have thought that what you really ought to do is just to say we feel that we need him in Italy, transfer to Italy, and this is the time to make the change, and so forth. Now, it may be that the other possibility is for you to hold it and have me do it with him, but...
Well, I think probably be enough if I just find out, indicate to him that 4 years is 4 years, and that you're gonna suggest to him that we find another secretary, and that, and then you can give him the good.
He has not indicated anything. Is he sitting publicly or
no? Not a peep.
Yeah. Well, he really hasn't been too well or anything lately, and
no, he's been in the hospital,
and he ought to do it. What's your feeling? We ought to be ought to hard line him, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You need the spot. You need the seat.
That's right. And we'll just say that's what we're planning, and that we're in all the domestic areas. I just simply say we're keeping nobody over 4 years.
Right.
Okay, John.
Right.
Thanks. That's good work.
Thank you.